The Senate will come to order. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you please be so kind as to stand for prayer? It is our tradition, and today's chaplain is Imam Feroz Hondo from the Minnesota Nusrat Mosque in Coon Rapids. Members following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I begin in the name of the God of Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, the God of Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon all of them, the God who is the most gracious, ever merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May peace and blessings of God Almighty be upon you all. I'm honored and humbled to stand before you today. As a member of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, Muslims who believe that the Messiah has come, we join together in prayer before our Creator. I will now recite a few verses from the Islamic holy book, the Holy Quran. All praise belongs to God, Lord of all the worlds, the gracious, the merciful, master of the day of judgment. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. Guide us on the right path, the path of those on whom you have bestowed your blessings, those who have not incurred your displeasure, and those who have not gone astray. Verily, God commands you to make over the trust to those entitled to them, and that when you judge between men, you judge with justice. And surely excellent is that with which God admonishes you. God is all-hearing, all-seeing. O ye who believe, be strict in observing justice and be witnesses for God. even though it be against yourselves or against parents and kindred, whether he be rich or poor, God is more regardful of them both than you are. Therefore, follow not low desires, so that you may be able to act fairly. And if you conceal the truth or evade it, then remember that God is well aware of what you do. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Draskowski, Duckworth, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fattay, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson Stewart, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Murphy, Nelson, Umoverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you'd like to follow along, I'm looking at the Senate agenda dated Thursday, February 20th. We will begin at the second order of business, which is executive and official communications. The following communications was received. Please make note, no action is required. Members, we will now go to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Murphy for a motion to adopt the committee report. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the adoption of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now go to the sixth order of business, which is second reading of Senate bills. The secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 1360, 823, 1158, and 505.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. Members will now proceed to the eighth order of business, which is introduction of and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. The changes are as follows. Members, if you look at the first page, you'll see Senate file number 1572. That bill is being referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Members, if you now go to page number 5, you'll see Senate file number 1606. That bill is being referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. And members, if you go to page number 15, you will see on page number 15, Senate file number 1704. That bill is referred to the Committee on Agriculture, Veterans, Broadband, and Rural Development. As I mentioned, members, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we will now go to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. Members, we will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Member, there are some individual senators for motions. I will start with Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate file number 253 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and returned to the author. And I've spoken to myself many times, and it's approved.
Thank you, Senator Anderson. Senator Anderson moves that Senate file number 253 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and returned to the author. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Fattay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that SF 1140 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and returned to its author.
Senator Fateh, and you did have a chance to talk to Senator Pappas. Thank you. Even though it doesn't need it, I'm just asking. Senator Fateh moves that Senate file number 1140 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investments and returned to the author. On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Boden, who is not with us at this particular moment. Since she's not with us, we will go forward. We will now, the secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 13.
Senators Murphy and Johnson introduced Senate Resolution Number 13, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Murphy, for the motion.
Mr. President, I move to adopt Senate Resolution Number 13.
To the resolution, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. This is a motion to assure that members have a postage budget for calendar year 2025. Chairs of standing committees and majority and minority leaders each receive an additional amount of postage. The amounts are the same as they were for 2024. This allows each of us to communicate effectively with our constituents, and I ask for your support.
Is there any discussion on the resolution? Is there Senator Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move the A3 amendment.
Senator Johnson moves the A3 amendment. The secretary will report the A3 amendment.
Senator Johnson moves to amend Senate Resolution Number 13 as follows. Page 1, line 5, delete 1,300 and insert 1,170.
Senator Johnson to the A3 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I request a roll call on the A3 amendment as well.
Roll call requested, roll call granted. Senator Johnson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and what Leader Murphy said about the effectiveness of members to be able to communicate with their constituencies, I fully agree with, and I think it's a necessary part of what we do here at the Minnesota Senate. But I would like to also acknowledge Minnesota taxpayers as well, too. We have been asking a lot for Minnesota taxpayers, and now in this time when we're looking at budget uncertainty going forward, the pinch within our families, within our communities, and within our budgets across the state, I think we need to be reflecting that here in the chamber and make some mutual sacrifices within our membership as well, too. And so what the A3 amendment does, it simply takes us down postage budget 10%, and then also reduces the amount that is going out to our chairs as well too. And so this is a small amount of sacrifice, but one I think is necessary to make sure that we are being fiscally prudent within our operations here at the Senate as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Senator Murphy to the A3 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Thank you, Leader Johnson, for bringing this forward. It is a challenging time with a lot of uncertainty and chaos coming from Washington, D.C., which is going to make the work that we need to do this year together to balance the budget all the more difficult. So I appreciate what you are presenting for us, which would be a slight alteration in our postage budget. And I'm going to suggest to members that you vote in the way you believe is most important for the people you represent. For me, as I watch Americans across the country wrestle with the purpose and meaning of what happens in their state capitals and in their nation's capital, I worry a lot about our ability to continue to communicate directly with people around the facts of the matter and the truth. So I think that our ability to communicate in all the various forms, whether it is in person, here in this beautiful building, in our offices, back in our own communities, in coffee shops, in churches, in our town hall meetings, and yes, through direct communication in the mail is important. So I will not be supporting this resolution, Leader Johnson, because I think it is that important and it should be a priority for us to be communicating with Minnesotans. But I understand where we are and how people are thinking about this budget. And so for my colleagues, if you choose that this is the thing you think is the right place to make a trim in our budget, That is understandable, and I appreciate it. And with that, members, thank you for your support.
Senator Weber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to comment that as we look at uncertain budget times in Minnesota, quite frankly, those uncertain times were not created by any actions from Washington, D.C. Those uncertain times were created when this legislature raised our budget by 40% for a biennium. And so as we proceed to go down this path, I think as we look at some of the initial things that have come out of the administration's office in an effort to shift costs onto our counties and what have you, I think it is up to us to stand up and make the difficult decisions that are going to be required. And so with that, Mr. President, I urge people to support the amendment. And I think that as we go through this session and as the next 2 years present themselves, we are going to have to make much harder decisions than this one.
Any further discussion? Senator Joskowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for the amendment, Senator Johnson. Members, we have before us really the first budgetary decision as a body of this biennium. Now, we don't have to look much further back and somewhat reiterating some of what Senator Weber pointed out than the biennium before us. $19 billion of the people's money was over-collected and parked here in St. Paul, Mr. President. $19 billion over-collected. This legislature spent it all. And then we increased taxes, another $10 billion. Mr. President, the people of Minnesota are struggling. They're struggling and floundering in an environment that has been created last session where this legislature spent like a group of drunken sailors. And now, Mr. President, we're in the next biennium. The legislative hangover is setting in, and this legislature is going to have to figure out where the water is going to come from in order to cure the hangover. And the water, Mr. President, is in common sense. The people of Minnesota want us to deviate from the horrible path that we took the last biennium and find common sense in our future. Even though it doesn't decrease the amount of postage a lot, $8,710, Mr. President, this is a chance for us as a body to lead by example for the people of Minnesota. Reduce our postage budget by 10%. That's not a lot, Mr. President. We look at what's going on today in communication. People are communicating via email, they're communicating via text, cell phone, etc. The postage stream is almost inundated with Amazon packages today. There's barely a letter left in the postage stream. We are finding ourselves in need, Mr. President, of catching up with the times. It also begs a question, why do we all have phones, wired phones in our office, Mr. President? That makes me wonder. Why do we have an 800 number, Mr. President, that we pay for people to call here when all of our constituents have cell phones? We need to start looking at these things. We haven't. We were in the drunken sailor mode the last 2 years. It's time for us to do an about-face from last year and the year before and find that path of common sense and responsibility again. The people of Minnesota deserve it, and they demand it. And let's show them today with this vote that we truly are listening. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other discussion on the A3 Johnson Amendment? If there's no other discussion, I'm going to go to Senator Johnson to see if he has any final comments. One more time, any other discussion? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you have any further comments? Thank you so very much. The Secretary will take the roll on the A3 Johnson Amendment. Senator Jasinski, for those voting pursuant to Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Westrom votes aye.
Senator Westrom votes aye. Members, please vote. Senator Umu Verbaden, for those voting pursuant to Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report that Senator Frentz votes aye.
Senator Frentz votes aye.
Senator Latz votes no.
Senator Latz votes no.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
And Senator Port votes no.
And Senator Port votes no. All senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 49 ayes and 16 nays, the A3 Johnson Amendment is adopted. Members, we are on the resolution as amended. Any other discussion? The secretary will give the resolution its third reading. The secretary will take the roll. Senator Jasinski, for those voting pursuant to Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Westrom votes aye.
Senator Westrom votes aye. Senator Umu Verbaden, for those voting pursuant to Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report Senator Frentz votes aye.
Senator Frentz votes aye.
Senator Latz votes aye.
Senator Latz votes aye.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
And Senator Port votes aye.
And Senator Port votes aye. All senators having voted who desires a vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 58 ayes and 7 noes, the resolution, Senate Resolution Number 13, as amended, is adopted. Senator Bowden, for your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1346 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment, Climate, and Legacy and be re-referred to the Committee on Labor. This is my bill, and both chairs are in agreement.
Senator Bowden moves that Senate File Number 1346 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment, Climate, and Legacy and re-referred to the Committee on Labor. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Croon from 11 o'clock to 11:25, and Lang all day. Any other announcements of Senate's interest? Seeing none, Senator Murphy for a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, February 24th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.